Pardon me? What? Why would you even say something like that? What a... A short skirt seriously doesn't give you the right to call me a slut. Or put your hand on my leg. Mile High Club, you're a fucking jerk. Move your leg so I can get out. What now? Please, can you move out of my way? Nope. I'm sorry. Put your hands down. I'm harmless, honest. I'm just sitting next to a guy, a jerk, and the plane's full, so I just have to put up with him. No, I can handle it. What? Really? Oh my god. Thank you, but I really couldn't ask that of you. Really. I really don't know how to thank you. I'm so tired from the week and really just wanted to catch up on some sleep, but I couldn't relax next to a misogynistic freak like him. Thank you. Hey, sir, mister? Damn, he's too far up. I'll never catch him. I really want to thank him. Hi, I want to thank you. Oh. I should go say something, right? I mean, I should at least thank him, since I didn't get the chance to on the other flight. Okay. Hi. Do you mind if I sit here a minute? Thank you. Quiet flight tonight. And nice that it's not packed full. I'm Skyla. I, like, want to thank you. I mean, I get treated rudely more often than I like to admit. And, well, I was really happy to see you board the plane. I didn't get a chance to really thank you. I know, but you really didn't have to do that. I mean, I can take care of myself. No, I really appreciated all of it the same. It's just been a long week. I was in LA for a trade conference, and it's so busy and crazy. All I wanted was to lay back and let the wings take me home. Yeah. Crazy tired. Are you sure you don't mind? Honestly, after having to deal with that guy, I'm stressed out and really don't think I'd be able to sleep. Are you sure? Really? You're the sweetest man. I promise not to snore. Oh my god. I'm so sorry. After you saved me from that bully, I just go and sleep on you. Oh my god. I'm so embarrassed. Is that drool on your shirt? No. Here, let me. Thank you for being so kind. I mean, I was really exhausted and completely didn't mean to sleep. on you. Or snore. Or drool on you. Really? How can you tell? Yeah, I guess a person's eyes can tell you a lot if you look. Are you sure you want to hear my long sob story? Okay, well, my boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, got a great job out on the West Coast 6 months ago. I'm currently finishing my master's program, and I intended to follow him out there when I graduate. I know. Long distance relationships really don't work, but I thought in the age of technology and FaceTime and everything that maybe it could. Stupid, I know. No, I got my undergrad right out of high school, but waited to figure out what I wanted to do before going after any graduate studies. So, yeah. I'm almost 30. That's so sweet. Thank you. No, I lied. I'm sorry. I didn't come out for a conference. I didn't think a complete stranger would want to hear about my stupid life and my stupid decisions. Really? Are you sure? Okay, here goes. Okay, so after a couple months, you know, with the boyfriend, or ex-boyfriend, things started changing. Like, you know, just how he talked and how he sounded, you know? I hadn't been able to visit him, and I mean, I know LA can be quite a distracting place. Yeah, exactly. I decided to surprise him this weekend. You guess it, it ended up being me that got the surprise. He was remorseful and sorry, but if his head is somewhere else, well, I can't really make him change his mind. So I spent the rest of the weekend crying, drinking, and staring out at the ocean. Thank you. Oh my god. I'm sorry. I haven't had anyone to talk to. My best friend just had a baby and I couldn't burden her with my bad decisions and problems. And then my mom and sister are on vacation in Italy and, well, those are my people. I mean, I should have known better, I guess, especially when things started to change on the phone. Yeah, it's okay. You know what? I'm over it. We really hadn't been together that long, but it still stings a little. I mean, I'm not used to getting dumped. Oh my god, I look horrible. Crying all weekend, tired, my hair is probably a mess, and I clearly use bad judgment. Thank you. Well, that's enough about me. So boring. What about you? Oh. Divorced. I'm so sorry. What happened? Eerily similar, sorry to say. So, any new woman have her claws into you yet? No? Well, that's surprising. Oh, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be forward, but, well, you're polite and kind. And have you seen you? You're quite gorgeous. Oh, please, don't blush. And I'm sorry for being, well, you know. Yeah, that salt and pepper thing you have going on. I'm just shocked that you're still on the open market. Yes, well, I have to admit, I've always had a thing for older guys. Every guy I've dated, well, except for my ex, has been older, all the way back to high school. You know, why date a boy when you can have a man? Older guys just know what they're doing. Wow. I'm just rambling and taking up all your time, and I can leave you to your peace and quiet here in the back of the plane. I'm jealous. Really? Are you sure you want me to stay? Yeah, it is nice to have someone to talk with to pass the time. I mean, time flies when you have good company, right? Oh, yeah. New York is my last stop. I'm in Queens. Manhattan? Nice. Fuck it. Wow. Yes, a man is so much better than a boy. Hold on, let me take these off. I've never been this wet. Fuck. That feels so fucking good. Hold on. The stewardess. Hi. No, thank you. But I would like some water. Oh, yes, I did. He was so nice to practically let me sleep on him. Thank you for the water. Oh my god. Do you think she saw us? I really need your fingers again. Fuck. Edgar. Oh, fucking God. Please. Please don't stop. I need to come so bad. Fuck. Please. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Your fingers are like fucking magic. Your fingers feel so good. Fuck. Don't stop. Right there. Right there. Right there. Please. Oh, please keep doing that. Yes. 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 Fuck. Fuck. Thank you. Watching you lick your fingers is so fucking hot. How do I taste? Let me find out for myself. But now I need to taste you. Yeah, lift your hips up. That's it. Wow. You're rock hard, and your cock, it's perfect. And you have so much pre-cum for me. Delicious. Relax. I need to thank you for saving me from that jerk and for making me come like a prom girl. I'll go slow. Keep an eye out for our stewardess and keep quiet. I have to have more of your gorgeous cock. Is twitching. Are you getting closer, sweetie? Yeah, because I want you to shoot that load right into my mouth. I'm gonna suck your balls dry and drink all your seed into my stomach. Oh, thank you for the pillow and blanket. Yeah, he's so sweet, letting me lay in his lap. Shit, that was so close. I don't know what I would have done if she caught us. And, oh my You're throbbing so fucking hard. Maybe we shouldn't take any chances, but I can stroke you? No? You want my mouth again, sir? It's so delicious. Keep it down. I know I'm really good at this, but twitching again. Does that mean you're gonna give me your cum? Shh. Quiet. Here, put my panties in your mouth. Dripping pretty cum. You taste so good. Give me the real thing. I want it all. Your balls feel so heavy. I bet you're gonna give me a huge load. No. I'm gonna suck that cum right out of your balls and keep quiet. Sir, will you hold my head down when you come? Please, sir. Oh. Oh my God. You came so fucking much. I couldn't swallow it all. Let me... so much that it gushed out no matter how tight I wrapped my lips around your base. Thank you for your sweet, delicious cum. I know I'm quite a bit younger than you are, but I have to see you again. Here's my number. You have to call me, because I want to get to know you and your cock better.